You're listening to Native Fest series featuring indigenous artists, musicians, and writers throughout Native country.
My name is Maria Isa, and proud Boricua from Minnesota, representing the Taino tribe of Borinquen, Puerto Rico. It's cool to be here in that lake, man. Much love. I am a singer, songwriter, rapper, actress, activist, based in the Twin Cities. I also have a podcast called The Latina Theory, where I co-host with Ariana Hennies from Take Action Minnesota. Just been in the arts my whole life, man. I grew up around the rhythm of the drum, traditional Puerto Rican and Afro-Caribbean, Afro-Indigenous music, and it's definitely been my motivation to continue to create as well as instruct the youth, because those are the young warriors out there that continue our traditions and our legacy regardless of what tribe we come from. So that's a little bit about what I do. You can find my music online and check some things out at iammariaisa.com. I've been recording since 2003. My own music. So 13 years. 13 years. I started recording with Felipe Quatli from Los Nativos, the Native Ones, and Rhymesayers Entertainment on the west side. I'm from the west side of St. Paul, so he had a studio and he served as a mentor. I also rap, so everybody knew me for singing and doing like traditional Afro Puerto Rican music, Afro Boricua music, but Phil helped me, like really put me in the studio. I was like, I want to record, and mostly was like singing. And then I was like, well, dude, I rap too. And it took me a while to be able to like get that on the mic, but Felipe definitely influenced that. So shout out to Los Nativos, the Native Ones, and everybody at Electric Machete Studios. If you're ever in the Twin Cities, stop by. I'm a partner with Electric Machete Studios, which is a Latino Indigenous arts collective, and we are based on the west side of St. Paul. We do all types of art and performances that are strictly exclusive to Latino and Indigenous art. So if you are an Indigenous artist out there and you're trying to get your stuff heard or seen, check out electricmachetestudios.com and hit us up. We'd love to learn more about you. So that's how I started out, though. Yeah, rapping and singing and recording. The recording artist, 2013. Projects, albums? I've got over 10 projects that I've...
Wow, really busy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've got about 10. I have a group called Villa Rosa with Muja Messiah, and we have 3 albums. We're currently working on our 4th right now. We put out an album last December called Lemuria. I also put out a soundtrack to a musical that I did this past July called the Blood Wedding Soundtrack. So you can find a lot of my music on my SoundCloud page or my official website, iammariaisa.com. Listen to everything, you know? I listen to everything. I like more things other than other genres, but listen to different languages, different rhythms, instruments, and never give up. Whether it's with music, whether you want to be a doctor or a coach or a lawyer, anything that you want, the only thing that can stop you is yourself, because you're the one who says, I'm done. But you can't do anything if you don't try. So the best thing is eliminate I can't out of your vocabulary for the young kids and write down what you want to do, what you can do, and say, I'll try to, and I will do. So that's my advice for the youth. I was, you know, in your seat, seeing so much happening, whether if it wasn't to me, it was happening to, you know, somebody or close to me, someone inside my house, or, you know, down your neighbor, family member. And the only thing that really saved me, I can tell you, is that I was fortunate to have my culture and music and drive.
This Native Fest series was brought to you by NetLake Radio and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.